Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP talking NFL free agency, talking Commanders. What do you want them to do? I put on all of our social media accounts kind of the same question, but I put a picture accompanying it, and it was Derrick Henry.
Okay.
I don't know that Derrick Henry is top of mind for Commanders fans, but that is a glamour position that has some big names available, and it's not like the Commanders couldn't use an upgrade at running back.
They're not going to do
that. I just don't think they're going to spend $10 million or whatever it's going to take to land Derrick Henry on a team that won four games last year.
I don't think it'll be Derrick Henry, but no. We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Is there a player that you want them to go after? Is there a position you want to address first? 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I know that Jason, when it came to running back, was a little more reasonable, right? So you got some big name guys like Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Saquon Barkley,
Tony Pollard.
But you were a DeAndre Swift guy.
I mean, I like DeAndre Swift, but he's always it seems like he's always a little banged up. But he's got some explosion.
He's a
no
prototypical
doubt.
Guy that he should.
He can
only,
help you.
He can help you, but he needs to have his touches capped. Probably,
yeah,
like
I would agree.
12 or 15 total per game, or else he is going to break down. Like that's just kind of the way he's set up. Like I like him. I like his skill set. He can catch the ball out of the backfield as well as run the ball pretty effectively. But yeah, the injury risk is always something you worry about with him. But I mean, it's. That kind of goes hand in hand with that position. Guys just get banged up all the time.
But I think it's a position of need.
Definitely.
Because Gibby's obviously free agent. He'll be gone. And you need, you have to have at least two guys that can go to. And I think if you couple him with Robinson or couple Robinson with someone like Swift, I think it's a good move.
I think tight end is one of those spots. But I'm looking at the free agent crop, and I know that Gerald Everett's name has been thrown out. It's just not a lot out there. I mean, there's two guys that are, you know, thrown overboard by Seattle and Will Disley and Noah Fant. Mike Gesicki is up on this list. Logan Thomas is on this list, who was recently let go by the Commanders.
Well, they signed Ertz, and I know he's not a great solution,
he's a
especially
one-year deal.
Based on the last couple seasons, his injuries.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's where they'll go in free agency. It will be interesting to see, because what they address in free agency, we're just going to assume that then they've got the draft and they'll go with the other spots in the draft. So they definitely need edge rushers. And a couple of these guys have signed deals. The Ravens locked up their guy. Chris Jones, who's not an edge rusher, re-signed with
Burns,
the Chiefs.
Burns stays in Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys have stayed, but there's still a bunch of guys out there in terms of edge guys. Hell, they could sign Chase Young. So if they go that route in free agency, they won't necessarily need to in the draft. But they need to get edge rushers on defense.
Yep.
They need to get linebackers on defense.
They need at least one tackle.
They're going to have to figure out what to do at safety because Cam Curl, they're letting him go, or they could re-sign him still. but he's available. So that's just defense. On offense, we know they got to go offensive line.
I think that's going to be the spot. I think offensive line is going to be a big target in free agency. And it's not going to be big name guys, but it's going to be several guys to bolster the line, all positions.
Well, it could be a big name guy. If they go out and get, like it's rumored, Tyron Smith, that's a big name guy.
Big name guy, but he's at the end of his run. I mean, he's 33, right? So what, is he going to play a couple more years, if that?
Yep. Plus, he's off the injured guy. I just don't know if that's is Adam Peters really going to commit big dollars to an oft-injured offensive lineman that's 33 years old.
I don't think they're going to give big dollars to anybody. The biggest dollars they might give to someone would be like a Cam Curl, if they can find a middle ground with him, which would probably be in like that $12, $13 million a year range.
But he's a Hall of Fame talent. So even if you only get him for a couple years, and you've got obviously inside knowledge from Dan Quinn, who's coaching on the other side of the ball in Dallas, but he knows Tyron Smith. I'm looking at his pass block grade when he plays. That's the problem, is he's been injured. 82. Like, his PFF numbers are fantastic.
Yeah, like you said, he's got to stay healthy. I mean, he could be someone that they go out and get for 2 years.
I could work up an excitement for it.
The problem,
if they made it happen.
Since 2020, here's games started. Started 2 in 2020, started 11 in 21, started 4 in 2022, and 13. That is going to scare me if I'm Adam Peters.
It's on the rise, though. Played 13.
It's on the rise.
On the rise.
Okay, but I mean, in the last four seasons, he's got two of them with single-digit starts and low single-digit starts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Concerned, red flag, put him on the food bar list.
Let's go to Vic. Vic, you got it. I don't know what all that noise is. Vic, are you on your speakerphone?
Yeah, you're gonna have to call us on a different line at some point.
Cakes, if you're the GM today, you can make one move today. Anybody, big name move, any position. Where are you starting?
I'm probably gonna shore up. God, this is gross. I'm gonna get the best interior lineman I can, because I feel like with 36 and 40 with those picks, I can pluck a pretty good tackle at that point. But I can fortify either center or guard. I can strengthen that spot in free agency.
I like it.
That's probably it's boring. It's not sexy. It's not fun. But we know the offensive line needs a major upgrade.
100%.
I probably go with a center or a guard, just because they don't have a lot of depth there, and the depth that they have isn't very good.
Well, I don't know what the depth is at tackle, but I think they got to go out and get a tackle. I would probably stay away from Tyron Smith just because of the age and the injury. I would go after Jonah Williams. He's on most of the lists I see. He's top three in free agency at tackle, and he's younger. I would go after him.
All right, let's see if Vic is better. Hey, Vic, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? So I'm going after the first three offensive linemen and free agency. I can't even remember all their names. I'm just looking at their grades and looking at some film. Guys, the one with the Patriots, I think the one that just came
Trent
from the,
Brown.
Another one to play. Yeah. I'm gonna try to at least get two of those guys.
All right.
Because we want to be able to bolster our offensive line and give our chance for our athletes to stretch the field, get up the field, and as well give whatever quarterback we're gonna play with or draft. We need to give him opportunity to stay healthy and stay off the ground and use his ability. Beyond that, if Bobby Wagner wants to entertain us, I would talk to Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner is a generational talent. You're going to get the dividends from him in the defensive behind the lineman, and you're going to get, even in the middle.
How old is he now?
Backfield.
He's got
33.
Be up there.
I think Bobby like 33. But Bobby ain't been as injured as much as Tyron Smith is, so I think I can get more out of Bobby. But yeah, beyond that, I'm building from the draft. I'm gonna do what the 49ers did in the late 90s. Late 80s, and I'm gonna do what the Cowboys did in the 90s. I'm gonna do what the Steelers did. I'm gonna build from the draft, and I think we got a smart enough group in the front office to build from the draft and make good decisions.
Which quarterback would you take, Vic?
Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams is overrated to me. When he played versus Notre Dame, and when he played versus the prevent defense against Washington, he didn't look as good as he should have looked. And versus Notre Dame, that's a real defense that's going to squeeze windows and make a quarterback have to really throw you open with his eyes. Jaden Daniels played in the NFL, college NFL, I call it FCC. That's what I call it, FCC. Mm-hmm. And he did, and he threw people over with his eyes. He kept his eyes downfield when he's creating from the pocket, and he was accurate. And that's what you wanted at this point in time. I'm not a fan of Drake May. Drake May is a poor man, John Elway to me. He's going to throw interceptions. John Elway almost threw more interceptions than touchdowns the first 10 years of his career. I've always said that. And Caleb Williams come with the antics and the off the field stuff that we don't need right now at Washington. I don't care if he's from Washington. But if I don't get Jaden Daniels, I'm trading back. I'm trying to get more draft picks.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. Got a plan.
Well, he goes offensive lineman, so I'm looking at this one list. They all vary. So Tyron Smith is the top-rated offensive lineman. Then you've got Trent Brown from the Patriots, who's an offensive.
How old is Trent Brown? Anybody know his age?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can have me look that up. Hold on.
I'll look it up. Wait, just
well, see, the next guy is a center. So you're talking about centers.
They definitely need a center.
The next guy on the list is Connor Williams.
Trent Brown's 30.
Who is from Miami.
All right.
He's a guy who was a tackle in college and a guard earlier in his career with the Cowboys. So some he's position 20. Flexibility.
He's 26.
Ron would have loved that if he were still in charge. He's a big fan of positional flex.
I think I'd rather just have somebody great at their position.
I've said that for the last few years when Ron was talking about how he loves guys who can play five different positions. Just find me one guy, a guy that can play one spot really well.
Another guy from the Dolphins high on this list is Robert Hunt.
Right.
He moved from tackle to guard after his rookie season, but apparently he is a road grading run blocker and pass protector.
He's 27.
And then there's Andre James, a center for the Raiders. So, and this is actually a list with the top free agents, period. So Kirk Cousins is number one, and then there's like five or six offensive linemen in the top 10. So they will have an opportunity
where you're looking
to sign one of these guys.
I think they're going to sign a couple of them. And maybe they will spend more money than we think because it's just going to take that to sign them.
Well, also, they have all that money.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Right, Peter's kind of indicated that he wanted to save some of the money for next year.
They may save some of that cash. They may not go.
I don't think they use it all.
They may not go crazy in the first year because it's a building process. Right?
Yeah.
I think they got to go out.
I think about
you got to go out and spend money on a tackle that's going to play here for 7-8 years.
Getting back to RB for just a second, I think DeAndre Swift to like a 1 or 2 year deal would make a lot of sense for this offense because the holdovers, Brian Robinson and Rodriguez, they're your pounders, they're your thumpers. Swift brings
explosion.
A little bit of a different element to the backfield. I would like that.
Can't they find a guy like that in the draft, though? They're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe they can find a multi-dimensional RB mid-rounds of the draft.
Maybe one from New Hampshire.
You do love your guy.
Yeah.
I also like Zach Moss. Return kicks, can do everything in free agency, possibly Zach Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You've been a Moss guy.
I like Moss, too. Yeah.
All right, let's go to...
And I don't think you have to spend a ton of money to get those guys.
Another guy in that same vein that can catch balls, Devin Singletary. Also a free agent. Won't cost you a ton of money. Would be a decent ad, like on a short deal, like a 2 or 3 year deal.
Mike LaPlata, what's up, bud? You're on with the Junks.
Yo, what's up, Junks? Good morning.
What's up, Mike? Buddy?
Good, yo. So I like the dude from Buffalo, Morse, the center. I think when I looked at his pro football, I could be wrong. I think it was like a 94.4% rating as far as his availability, how he calls the offensive line, how he puts everybody in position. Because if you got a new quarterback coming in, you got to have somebody that can shore up that middle. You know what I mean? Left tackle, I do like the boy from New England. I think if we can get those two guys, we got to start up front, man. Because our trenches at the end. We ain't had no trench. We had ditches. You know what I mean? So we definitely got to fix those. So I think if we could get one of those two guys, I think we'd be in decent shape. As far as quarterback go, I think I do like Jaden Daniels. I actually like what's his name from Michigan?
JJ McCarthy.
Yeah,
I do like McCarthy, man. I don't know. It's just, it kind of gives me that Tom Brady-ish kind of feel. Like he's kind of underrated, but he always makes plays. And he can use his feet. He doesn't seem like he's too inadequate with the ball. You know what I mean? So, but got good arm strength. I mean, he can throw across the field, up the field. They do a lot of mid-range throws with Michigan. So, I don't know. It's just kind of up in the air with me as far as that goes.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to dive into J.J. McCarthy specifically because he is shooting up the draft boards. It used to be all about Drake May or Jaden Daniels, number two. Some people are now saying J.J. McCarthy could go ahead of those guys. 800-636-1067 is the number. The tampering period for NFL free agency has begun.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running the show with the Commanders, what do you address first? Do you have a player in mind or a position in mind that the Commanders should attack first? We'll come back, take more of your calls at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.